Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to day number 3 of my third attempt to grow a podcast business making $100,000 within the next 90 days while helping 100 entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make money from their podcast. And we are on day number 3. Let me tell you why this is so incredible. Let me tell you why this is so important. Let me tell you why this is so special. First off, my mic is not even in. Hold on. Let me make sure it's in. Okay, mic check. Okay, there we go. My mic wasn't even in. Let me explain to you why this is so special and why is it so incredible today. Because day 3, when I did my first 90-day challenge, my second 90-day challenge, I still was trying to figure out what I was trying to do, the type of business I want to have, how I can go about helping others, how I can grow a business. And over time, it was challenging for me because it was something that, of course, was new to me because I'm stepping out onto faith. I'm stepping out onto belief. I'm stepping out on my thoughts and I believe that it can happen. On the contrary, where I messed up on the first 90-day challenge and the second 90-day challenge is not understanding the type of business I would like to have. And so during the time, I'm understanding the type of business to have, how I can go about helping people, how I need to communicate, how I need to put myself out there. It became overwhelming because I wasn't familiar with how to go about doing it on a consistent basis. And I struggled with that. And it was overwhelming with that. And now that this is my third attempt, I'm going to accomplish my goal of making $100,000 while helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, make money from their podcast. And the only way I can do that is not only focus on social media marketing, put myself out there more, but I have to communicate with more customers, have to get in front of more people, and I just have to keep putting myself out there. Consistent behavior rewards success, because if you're consistent, you are able to make it regardless of the market, regardless of the economy, regardless of the changes that's coming to you. The reason why I'm saying this is because if I'm committed to my goal, which is making $100,000 within the next 90 days, while helping 100 entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and they'll make money from their podcast, I can achieve my goal. I will achieve my goal because I'm not going to stop until I accomplish it. Reason why I'm sharing this with you is because I recently discovered yesterday, or rather this morning, that I was kind of putting myself in a box. Like when I first did my challenge, the first 90-day challenge and the second 90-day challenge, I was limiting myself. Like I was only focusing on podcasts. I was only focusing on one particular thing, which there's not a problem. On the contrary, it can become a problem if that's the only thing I'm focused on. There's no rules to the amount of different speaking engagements I can do, different type of podcasts I can do, different type of interviews I can do, different type of ways I can put myself out there. There's no rules on the way I can put myself out there to accomplish my goal. My biggest challenge was that I was only focused on one thing, and that one thing made me limit my thoughts, made me limit my action, made me limit the work that I needed to do. And over time, I started to understand that I can't limit myself. If I want to accomplish that goal, if I want to reach that goal, if I want to reach the goal that I know I've set for myself, which is $100,000 within the next 90 days to help entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and then make money from the podcast, I have to add things on top of what I'm doing rather than focus it on one thing and remove everything away from what I'm doing. Reason being, because if I'm able to accomplish my goal to make $100,000 in the next 9 days to help entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, make money from their podcast, chat, let me know where you're chiming in from. It's more so of me understanding that there's a process that I have to go through. And just because I'm going through the process, when I start building people around me, they can fill in the roles that I'm doing every single day. I recently learned this and I'm understanding why I can't do everything. However, I can set everything up so when I do bring in more people can do what I've already had laid out. And so it's something that I learned, that I recently learned and understood, that I have to be willing to do more work, speak to more customers, put myself out there more. So this, I'm not only just focused on social media. No, I'm going to be focused on different ways to communicate to different people, different customers, different age ranges, and so on and so forth. Because in order for me to accomplish my goal, I have to get creative. I can't focus on one particular thing. Correction. I can focus on one thing, but the one thing has to increase everything I'm doing. So I have to. It's been a great lesson. It's been a great discovery, because if I didn't go through the first 90-day challenge and second 90-day challenge, I'm gonna understood that I have to have things in place for me to reach out to more people. I have to be consistent while reaching out to more people. And I just have to have a follow-up process behind everything I'm doing. And so what a follow-up process is that if I reach out to somebody today, I have to be willing to follow up with them within the next couple of days, within the next couple of weeks, and so on and so forth. And so it's a challenge for me to get outside of my comfort zone. It's a challenge for me to discover business and how to conduct business, how to have a business, how to make money, how to help customers, and so on and so forth. And so it's been a great discovery, because I've learned more about myself. I've learned more about the business I would like to have, and I learned how I can go by helping people. The biggest challenge is understanding how you can help others. That's the biggest challenge right there. How can I help others and make a difference? That's my focus. That's my goal. How can I help others and make a difference? But first, I have to learn how to help others. Second, I have to help others. Third, I have to help others consistently. And I can only do that when I learn how to help myself. So yesterday, I had a thought process come across my mind. And as I was thinking about it, I was like, dang, like, I'm doing something wrong. No, not this challenge. Previously, what I've been doing my whole half a decade or half career, or ever since I got out the Marine Corps, was that I've been doing different podcast interviews. I've been going on different stages to speak. I've been going to different places to speak, and so on and so forth. So I've already been doing what I need to do to get in front of more people. What I was lacking is that I didn't have the business structure. So let me show you what that kind of looks like. Hold on. Let me show you what that kind of looks like. Hold on. There we go. So, there we go. I'm going to share my screen. Make sure I can cheat viewers. Let's see. All right, there we go. Confirm. Okay. So let me go ahead and share my screen, and I'm gonna demonstrate what I'm speaking about. So nope, not that one. This one. There we go. Excuse me. I'm going to show what I'm speaking about. So let's just say, hypothetically speaking, this is me. And I go out to do podcast. I go out to do speaking. I go out to do other podcasts. And I go out, post on social media. Follow up with people. Follow with others, and let's just use that as an example. My biggest thing was that I'm able to get on other people's platforms, but I'm not able to have a business around it because I know the type of business that I had. So just imagine if someone that's right here say I'm interested and learning more. What more are they learning more about? So I'm like, dang, like, am I doing something wrong? Like, I'm able to communicate, I'm able to speak, I'm able to talk, and I'm able to go to places. But when they say I'm interested, what can I offer them? How can I help them? How can I serve them? And not knowing that me serving them is having a business. Me helping them is focusing on the business that I have. But that was the thing. I didn't have a business. And so after I attended Action Zone, Action Zone is a veterans program where they teach transition and veterans and service members about entrepreneurship, how to launch their business, grow their business, be more profitable in their business. I learned the basics of business. And, excuse me, let's not forget that in 2022, excuse me, I start to understand that a business can exist, like that I can have a business, but I was just trying to figure out what type of business I would like to have. So as I continue to go to different events, different locations, different conferences, different places and different environments, I'm able to learn something new. And as I'm learning something new, I can discover new information. I can discover a new perspective. I can discover a new level of understanding of the things that I'm stepping into. And so what my biggest challenge was that I didn't know I could do everything when I didn't recognize I was already doing everything that ties into my business. I was going to different places. I was meeting different people. I was just putting myself out there more. The biggest thing about my podcast business that I'm growing is that you have to put yourself out there. Yourself out there. Why? Because if I don't communicate with others, I learned this from Grant Cardone in the 10X movie, and they explained that monies follow attentions. If you don't have attention, you can't attract the customers that's looking for you. You can't help the people that you know you can help. And it was mind-blowing because I'm like, man, like I'm doing something wrong. I can get so much attention. I can go on so many different platforms. But the attention, this is attention. But I didn't make no money from the views, from the attention, from going on different places because I didn't know how to. So that's what this challenge is going to consist of. It's actually practicing what I've learned and then demonstrating the steps that I'm taking to get to that place. In order for me to be profitable, I have to understand I'm creating a business from nothing. Yes, I can go work for others, but I would like to learn how to have a business, how I need to communicate, how I need to put myself out there, how I need to follow up, what I need to say, how I need to say, how often I need to say it, and so on and so forth. And so when I started the third 90-day challenge, was that I started with social media posts because I know social media is a way where others can see what you're doing. Social media is not the end all be all. However, social media is a place where others can continue to see your growth, can continue to see what you're doing, how you're going about doing it, so on and so forth. It's to stay, it's to keep communication with the people that's already following you so they can see what you are up to. They can see how often you're posting. They can see how often you're consistent. And so I can't just only focus on social media. I have to focus on things outside of social media as well to bring in more customers, to bring in more attention, and to really grow a podcast business. So that's what the biggest aha moment was that I can step outside of social media to make money and make an impact. And so during this 90 day challenge, I'm going to be leaving stream, I'm going to be leaving live, and I'm going to be going out to public, but I'm going to have my camera just to be recording, and I'm going to be looking for customers, I'm going to be reaching out to customers, I'm going to be putting myself out there to customers, because guess what? Social media multiplies that your process. It multiplies who you're reaching out to because so many people can see what you are doing. And I didn't recognize that. I'm like, damn, I gotta focus on social media. I gotta focus on social media. I gotta do social media. Yes, you have to do social media, but social media should not be the only thing that you're doing. And that is a hard lesson to learn. But it's a great lesson to learn at the same time, because social media is not the end all be all. It's the beginning of what could be more to come. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy because, like, for instance, I'm live now. This one stream would be able to last a lifetime. After I press in, stop recording, and stop going live and stop streaming, it would literally be on my page forever. And I could break down and put it into clips, post it, and so on and so forth. But the thing about social media is that it lives on. Your content today doesn't stop today. Your content today is continued to be published. Like, it's continued to be seen. In order for it to be seen, you have to put it out there. So that's what my biggest challenge during the first 90-day challenge and the second 90-day challenge, was that I was only focusing on social media. I wasn't focused on getting outside of social media. I was only focused on social media. So that's what we're going to cover today. That's what we're going to, like, really go in depth with. To recap from day one and day two of my third attempt to grow a podcast business, making $100,000 while helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, make money from their podcast, was that I was setting up different social media posts. I know it sounds contradictory to what I said. However, I know that social media posts will multiply everything that I'm doing. And so the first couple of days, I did a podcast quote with like a 90 something different post to where it educates about podcasting, the podcast industry, and so on and so forth. And then yesterday I did the same thing, but this one had a lot of failure quotes in there. So a lot of famous people, a lot of celebrities who have failed at succeeding, I wanted to put all their quotes in one place and put it on my page, because I respect people who have failed, but didn't let their failure stop them from succeeding their goals. So that's one thing that I really did yesterday, just really honed in, like really focused on, because I knew there was something that I needed to do, because it was going to help me create different types of social media posts that I'm able to post and communicate with others. So if they're able to see something about failure, my audience is willing to like it. If they're able to see something about podcasting, they are able to like it and understand it. Like, I want to provide value, not only because I'm interviewing and communicating and creating content. No, I want to provide value because there's value in the podcast industry. I want to provide value because the podcast industry has a lot more information than I could ever imagine. But I want to share with the information I already have. I want to connect with others, because failure is not a punishment. Failure is a lesson that will help you grow, but you have to be willing to fail. Everything that you're doing, you're not going to be great at. Everything that you're doing, you're not going to be phenomenal at. Everything that you are doing, you have to learn how to do it. And so in order for me to learn how to make money, I want to do it publicly so I can teach the lesson, so I can show the lesson, so I can express everything that I've learned, because that's what I've been doing over the last 20 minutes, just expressing what I've learned so far. So that's what we're going to do. And so what we're going to start doing, I didn't do it for day one and day two, but I am going to start on day three, which is documenting the work that has been completed the previous day. So that way every day we can look over what we've done, pick up from what we've done, and then create new tasks and new responsibilities for the day. My goal is to hit $100,000 within the next 9 days while helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make money from their podcast. The only way I can do that is if I track everything that I'm doing. So I have to track everything I'm doing. I have to continue to reach out to different customers, reach out to a lot of customers. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to reach this goal today. We're going to reach this goal this time for the third attempt. And the third attempt is going to be even better because we're focusing on today. So let me go ahead and stop sharing my screen for a second. I'm going to stop sharing my screen for a second. And now what I'm going to do, I'm going to post. Let me create the recap for day one, day two, and then day three. Let me do that first because that's important. That is definitely important. All right. So 90-day challenge. That's the first one. All right, now I'm going to duplicate. All right, there we go. Duplicate without content. All right, there we go. Like this switch. Nope. All right, there we go. So in private, okay. So what I'm doing right now, I'm updating my sheet. Let me come back to it. I'm updating this so that way I can actually show what I'm doing. This is my third attempt. Non-day challenge to grow a podcast business, make a $100,000 tracker. And that's what we're doing today. That is what we're doing today. Open. All right, so day one. Third attempt to grow a in 90 days. All right, there we go. Let me stop sharing my screen. There we go. July 2nd. All right. Document the work completed. The reach out to and have been on to reach your goal. There we go. All right, so this is what I typed in the comment section. I said, document the work that has been completed, the amount of customers you have reached out to, and track the number of stages that you have been on to reach your goal. All right, so now, let's see, to-do list there, or let's do the toggle. All right, so this day, actually, this was not the second, this was the 30th. Yep, this was the 30th. Day one, okay. Created, I can remove this. Okay, created podcast post that has information. Professionally developed. Okay. All right. So this is what I did on June 30th. Created podcast post that has information about the podcast industry. Updated the post so that they are centered, aligned, and professionally developed. And I'm just gonna label this and so that I can remember what this actually is. So. Task completed. There we go. All right. There we go. All right. So this is what we got so far. This was only day one. Day one, task completed, created podcast post that has information about the podcast industry, updated the post so that they are centered, aligned, and professionally developed. I do want to add a number to this so that way I get in the habit of adding numbers behind everything that I'm doing because I want to track everything, and for me to track everything, I have to document everything. And so this is going to help me even more to understand that I have to add a number behind everything. I think if memory serves me correctly, you have to quantify your work and you have to show the numbers behind the amount of stuff that you're doing. So that is a great lesson, a phenomenal lesson, to be honest. Okay. Okay. Not that one. I think I did 94 of them, but I'm guessing. I don't want to guess. I just want to look at it, look at the numbers. Excuse me. 93. Oh, I was close. Created 93 podcast post that has information about the podcast industry. Updated the post so they are centered, aligned, and professionally developed. So that was all on day one. I only focused on updating the 93 podcast post. So that way, it's not only updated, but it actually looks pretty well. And so I want to share that with you 1 second. I just want to show you like what I'm speaking of. So I want to share, and it is right. That's not it. Hold on. Okay. I'm not going to read all of them, but I'm going to read some of them. All right, hold on. Hold on. Ah, I turned the wrong one off. There we go. Hold up. All right, there we go. Boom. All right, let me zoom in. So this is one of them. This is a great one. Podcast ad revenue is expected to hit $2.5 billion in the U.S. by 2025. I think it... See, that's why I need to go back over it. God, dog. And then that citation is from IAB, Podcast Advertising Revenue Report 2023. 60% of podcast listeners recall the ads they hear far above social or TV. And this is from Edison Research, Super Listeners Report 2023. So it's just really a basic breakdown of the podcast industry and like different stats, different information, and different like point of views that will help people understand more about the podcasting industry. I want to be the podcast go-to guy. For me to do that, I want to educate my audience so that way they can see and understand what I'm sharing and I can help them in that way. So now I just have to check all 93 podcasts so that way I can update what needs to be changed, what needs to be updated, so it looks professionally created. Nine podcasts a week, keep them coming. There we go. Podcast now account for 9% of all U.S. studio time. Your first 10 episodes will teach you more than 10 courses. Just start. That's hard. Okay, over 50% of listeners say they find products through search. There we go. Only 1 in 10 new podcasts can influence buying decisions, career moves, and beliefs. YouTube is now the top podcast platform in the U.S. 34% use video. Most successful podcasts serve a specific audience. My audience are entrepreneurs. All right, 45% of podcast listeners are women. That number is growing. Infinite Dial 2024, Edison Research. Podcast fans trust the hosts more than influencers or celebrities. So if you're consistent, you have that trust. And that's what my goal is to be. I actually told my wife this the other day, is that my goal is to be a celebrity podcaster. So that way I can interview and can have conversations with celebrities. On the contrary, I'm seen as a celebrity. And that's going to change the game. That's going to change the game, coach. Put me in, coach. Weekly podcast listeners average 100 plus minutes of audio per day. Hold on. Podcast ads don't interrupt, they integrate. Boom, 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 boom. That's the trust factor. Over 80% of podcast listeners stay tuned for the entire episode. And that's from Spotify Listening Behavior 2023. There are over 4 million podcasts, but only 156,000 published weekly. And it's from Buzzsprout Podcast Activity Report 2023. And say most people stop at idea. Hold on. There we go. Most people stop at an idea. Podcasting will reward those who start. All right. Every episode. I like this one. Every episode is a seed. Your voice will grow over time. You can't be perfect if you never start. So you have to start with what you have to become great. Side note, I literally had I saw a podcast that I did back in 2021, July 2nd of 2021. And during that podcast, it was actually pretty good. As a matter of fact, let me show it. I want to show it right quick. Hold on. I want to show it. Let me see if I can find it. Edit. Yeah, there we go. Dang. I want to show it. But hold on.
There's money out there to be made, but all my
double. Yes, card. So hello. Here we go. Dang.
Hey, it's your boy Terrell Humphrey.
Wait. Where it go? Dang. I can't find it. Dang it. Let me see if I can do it again. Let me see. Of course, I don't find it. God, dog, I should have just played it. Dang it. I should have played it. And then, okay, here go the next one. Podcast listeners are 3 times more likely to finish a full episode than a blog post. Page 22. Now, that's from Spotify Creator Research 2023. Podcasting is the most intimate medium format. You're in someone's ears. And it's from NPR Audio Studios. Podcast listeners are 80% more likely to take action after hearing a call to action. The call to action is a CTA and is getting your customers to do, endure, download, or a document, and so on and so forth. You don't need a studio to be successful. You need a message worth hearing. Podcast Launch Toolkit Insights 2023. There are more podcast listeners than Netflix. Oh, I actually saw this, but it blew my mind. I think the other day when I researched this, it said there are more podcast listeners than Netflix subscribers in the U.S. I was like, there's no way. I looked it up. I said, dang, that's crazy. Like, you got to think about how big Netflix is. There's more podcasters than subscribers on Netflix. That's crazy. And that's from Edison Research 2024. 47% of podcast listeners are aged 24 through 34. Start speaking to the next generation. And that's from Infinite Dial 2024. See, it did. This is gonna get me like, man, what? The best episodes solve a problem. Don't just talk, teach. And that's what my goal is for this challenge. I just don't want to talk. I want to teach. And as I'm teaching, I want to help. And as I'm helping, I want to be the go-to guy for podcasts. This says your voice boosts your SEO. And it's from Google Search and Audio Index Report 2022. Next one, podcasting is the only platform where long form content thrives. And it's from Audio Retention Research, Edison 2023. Here go another one. Launching 3 to 5 episodes help new listeners binge your show, which is watch your show on a consistent basis. Podcast Launch Blueprint 2023. You're not too late. 80% of shows have fewer than 10 episodes, which means that you still have a chance. You still have a fighting chance to get that attention. And it's from Buzzsprout, Attrition Study 2023. Audio content increases memory recall by 30% over written content. It's from Audio Cognition Studies 2023. Start recording, learn along the way. The mic will teach you what you need. I thought I was going to go more in depth with it. Want to grow your brand? Start talking about your beliefs, not just your business. And that's another reason why I'm doing this challenge, because I'm talking about things that I believe in, the challenges that I'm facing, and the failures that I'm going through. I want to be personable, and me being personable is going to help me connect with the audience, going to help me connect with you all, is going to help me really make a difference. So that is a great one, and it's from Personal Branding Podcasting Tips 2023. There are 500,000 active podcast listeners in most major U.S. cities. And it's from Edison Research, Regional Podcasting Trends 2023. Okay. Podcasting is projected to grow faster than radio and print combined. By projected, it's an estimate. Like, they're estimating to grow bigger than radio and print combined. And that source is from Statista and PwC Global Entertainment Forecast 2023. Here go another one. This isn't a trend. Podcasting is a movement, and you belong in it. There we go. And that's from Podcast Movement Summary Insights 2023, page number 39. Here we go. Your message can reach the world from your phone. Start with what's in your hand. It's from DIY Podcast Production Reports 2023. That's actually pretty true. That's how I started. I started on my phone. I didn't have no fancy equipment. I didn't have no fancy studio. Still don't have no fancy equipment. I still got majority of what I started with. Microphones don't need degrees. Ooh, that's good. That's good. That's actually pretty good. Microphones don't need degrees. Your experience is enough. Podcasts, I perform social media in long-term brand trust, which means the longer you podcast, the bigger your audience will grow. That's my goal, is to grow my audience, is to grow in the podcast industry, in the podcast space, and then just continue to grow and expand everything that I'm doing, because I understand that your audience is built over time rather than overnight. When you share your story, someone else gets the courage to share theirs. Storyteller Impact Psychology 2023. Go another one. No one can tell your story like you can. That's your superpower. Shout out to Jim Rohn, a phenomenal speaker who not only just impacted my life, but taught me more about self-belief, discipline, just really putting yourself out there on a consistent basis. And he said that he's from Idaho, and when he got his mentor taught him how to be more confident in business, be more confident in life, while being more confident in everything that he's doing. Excuse me. And that was a great, great. I've only seen videos and seminars online, but I haven't seen him in person because he passed away when I was older. Nonetheless, when I got to learn more about what he was teaching about confidence and how to have belief within yourself and everything that you're doing. So no one can tell your story like you can. It's your superpower. Creator Confidence Reports 2023. Podcast listeners stay for connection. not production value. So it doesn't matter how good your production is. It matters how you're helping the customers. And the more I'm helping my audience, the more I'm understanding that it's about the value that I provide. That's why I would like to provide all this value to you all, so I can help you along your journey, so you don't have to feel along about your podcasting journey, so you have to learn everything by yourself. I can help and guide you along that way. Shoot me a message if you're struggling with your podcast. I would love to get you to the next step. Not the full step, but to the next step, because the next step is what makes the full step more attainable. So shoot me a message, shoot me a DM, and I'd love to see how can we help you. Your audience want progression. I'm sorry, your audience want progress, not perfection. Okay. Your audience. Your podcast can be a legacy, not just content. And it's from Edison NPR Audio Longevity Study 2023. Here go another one. You don't need to go viral. You need to be valuable. A 15-minute podcast can carry more impact than a 90-minute video. And I'm actually about to start adding short form videos as well, and not just hour long, 2 hour long podcasts also. So I'm about to start adding that pretty soon, to be honest. Podcasts can become blogs, social clips, and email content. That's actually pretty true. When I start creating emails and content and blogs and things of that nature, I'm going to pull it from the podcast. I'm going to pull it from the videos it's already done, because it's already done. And one podcast can be created in so many different things. Yesterday when I was doing the different posts, I saw one that said it can be created into 25 different things. Like, you have 25 different ways to connect with people. Like, what? That's crazy. Podcasting builds brand identity through tone, rhythm, and repetition. The more consistent you are, the more your audience grows. And that's all I want. I want to focus on my audience growing rather than not growing. All right. Speak like you're talking to one person. That's how you reach 1,000. And this one is Podcasting Best Practice 2023. This is a great one. Create for the person you used to be. That's your target audience. I just updated my bio. Got spoke with my professor yesterday. And she helped me, you know, like put it together. And even though she helped me put it together, I put it together and I see the difference between that. And I'm like, ooh, that's good. And it is now my bio on Instagram is motivational speaker, Marine Corps vet, podcast coach, 893 plus episodes helping student athletes and entrepreneurs turn setbacks into success. So I just got to add my links and stuff up there. However, I'm getting more clear on who I serve, how I can help them, and how I can go about present myself accordingly, because the more people I reach out to, the more people I get in front of, the more people I can help. 53, most people wait for the right time. Leaders start before it's perfect. And it's from Behavior Studies on Risk Taking 2023. Okay, podcasts outperform blogs in trust, recall, and action. This one, BBC Audio versus Text Effectiveness Study 2022. The best podcast advice? Start. Keep showing up. Let the mic shape you. And that is actually pretty true. That's from Creative Community Insights 2023. A powerful voice comes from a vulnerable place. Share what shaped you. I went through a tough moment. I went through a tough time through a breakup. And during that breakup, I not only learned more about myself, but I learned what and how I can help others. And that taught me more about myself. That taught me how I can help others. It taught me like the way I'm inspiring others. And they not only inspiring others and how I'm sharing my story and connecting with others. Having a podcast help you connect with others. Great lesson. Don't chase applause. Create to help. The people meant for you will find you. That's my goal. That's my number one thing. Like, going viral is good. And even though, like, that's not the goal behind everything, eventually we will go and continue to go viral. However, before we get there, we have to provide value. My goal with this is just to continue to provide value in the podcasting industry and let you know that you can do it as well. But there's a lot of information that you will have to learn and understand. But I want to be the go-to guy for the podcast, so that way I can help you launch your podcast, you can grow your podcast, and you can make money from it. If you're struggling with growing your podcast, launching your podcast, growing your podcast, making money from it, shoot me a message and I would love to see how we can potentially help you get to the next step. So the next one, your growth won't be overnight, but it will be worth it. And I definitely understand that. Podcast Growth Curve Reports 2023. Your growth won't be overnight, but it will be worth it. Your voice might be the one someone needs to hear today. Recorded. The Mental Health and Podcast Connection Study 2022. Build your podcast like a conversation, not a commercial. And this podcast Trust and Tone Studies 2023. There we go. Listeners will forget bad audio. They won't forget bad energy. Podcast Retention Reports 2023. All right, next one. Your audience wants to feel seen. Use your story to reflect theirs. I think I researched this because I saw a quote that said something similar of this. I'm like, how does your story help someone see themselves? And when I researched it, I'm like, dang, like that, you can actually help someone see themselves when you're sharing your story. I was like, that is a powerful way to make a connection with others, because you have to be willing to share your story, because your story has so many similarities with others. And it gave me a different perspective for sure. And this was from Storytelling Psychology Reports 2023. All right, 64. We got 29 more to go. Long form content is your edge. It's where loyalty is built. There we go. This from Podcast Listen to Loyalty Reports 2022. There's no competition when you're in your own lane. Own your story. That's why I often say, like, I'm not in competition with everybody or anybody. In that fact, I'm in competition with myself. I want to be the best I can be. And in order for me to be the best I can be, I have to compete against myself, not against everybody else. Because if I'm competing against everybody else, I'm not going to win. Even when I play football, yes, there's positions, there's roles that a lot of people have to compete to keep, to get, and so on and so forth. However, if I work on just becoming better for myself, if I'm able to learn and study and watch film and watch the videos, I can get better. And over time, as I'm getting better, I'm competing against myself. The amount of work I'm putting in, the amount of discovery I'm discovering, and the amount of lessons that I've learned in the time that I spent studying, it gave me the competitive advantage. But I wasn't worried about being better than the next person. I was worried about being better than me than I was yesterday. So that's always been my focus. Always been my focus. And now it makes sense of why it's always been my focus. Because like I can only compete against myself. I can only win against myself. I can only do so many different things against myself. Whereas if I'm competing, I'm worried about the other person. No, I need to worry about me. I need to be good. You know what I mean? Next one is, your podcast is a digital legacy. People may replay your words for years. I literally had somebody like a post yesterday that I posted two, I think it was 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. I think it was 4 years ago. Was it 4 years? 2023, 4/25. Look.
It took me so long to understand the power of developing a plan. Oftentimes we're just living in the moment, not preparing for our future. A plan is to guide you along the way so you can be prepared.
Okay, I don't want to get copyrighted. You get it. You know what I mean? That was 2023, like 2 years ago. I said 4 years ago. That was 2023. People are still watching this stuff. Like, you never know who your voice is going to impact at the time when it impacts it as well. You don't need to be an expert, just someone who's honest. That's true. And that's from Creator Confidence 2023. All right, your silence. Hello. Excuse me. And so your silence won't serve you. Podcasting helps you process and grow. That's actually pretty true. And it's from Therapeutic Media Studies 2023. As I was doing my podcast over the last half a decade, I'm getting more confident. I'm getting more sure. I'm getting more focused. I'm getting more understanding. Like, podcasting helped me discover so many different things about myself that I would have never thought I would have discovered. First, self-awareness. Second, how to love myself. Third, I'm not alone. Fourth, it's okay to go through tough moments. It's okay to have setbacks, because setbacks can be turned into success depending on how you approach it. And it gave me a understanding that we all go through life, but it's your voice that makes a difference. It's your experience that makes you grow. It's the outcome that not only positions you different, but it helps you grow for yourself. Podcast listeners love transparency. Don't hide your lessons. Don't hide your lessons. I remember when I had first got my implant, my tooth implant, and I was afraid to talk. I was afraid to show it, to be honest. And because I felt like I was the only one in the room who was missing a tooth. However, my homeboy Pezdar, shout out to Pezdar, he literally looked at me. He was like, "Hump, are you literally there afraid to show us your tooth?" Excuse me. Because during that time, it was during COVID. And after COVID, you know, when you wear the mask and you had to take off the mask inside the building, so on and so forth. And then when it started to, like, not be as serious, they let us, the Marine Corps let us not wear the mask as often. And so I was the only one wearing my mask in the office. And they came to me and was like, "Hump, are you dead afraid to show us your tooth?" I was like, "Yeah, man, y'all like the one missing the tooth." However, it gave me confidence to not only show my mishap or to show what I was missing. It gave me confidence that we all have different struggles. I have to own mine with confidence. And it gave me a lot of confidence. Audio breaks trust. That's why people say audio builds trust. That's why people stay subscribed for years. And this is from Audio Loyalty Metrics Report 2022. As a matter of fact, I'm going to create a Patreon. I'm going to create a place where people can subscribe and be a part of the movement. Oh yeah. Okay. This is actually pretty good. The most downloaded show solve problems people Google daily. And it's from SEO and Podcast Topic Research Reports 2023. I'm going to actually keep that in mind. Especially so I can solve more problems and speak to customers who are already Googling it. I'm like, what? They already Googling it? 73, your story may feel messy now, but someone else needs it in this form. Psychology of Storytelling Reports 2023. And I had to get over that because I understand that storytelling helps people, you know, see themselves. However, I didn't understand how my story helped others see themselves. Like I wasn't understanding how I was helping. And then over time, I'm like, dang, like, as I get feedback, I'm like, as I communicate with different people and they express to me how I'm helping, it made a difference because I'm actually helping rather than taking advantage of people. And that's what my biggest concern was. I did not want to take advantage of people. I did not want to take advantage of people. Podcast listeners value relatability more than credentials. And my goal is to be relatable. My goal is not to talk about the credentials that I have, even though that I produce 893 podcast episodes. I've been producing podcasts for the last half a decade. And I've helped 6 people launch their podcast, grow their podcast, not yet make money from it, but I'm still in the process of it. The credentials, I don't hang it over my head. What it's there for is to express that I'm there in the same situation. I'm there evolving and growing with you. So that way you're learning from someone who's currently doing what you are experiencing. So it's been a great lesson for sure. I just want to be relatable. The credentials is to give proof that I'm doing what I'm speaking about. If you wouldn't say it to a friend, guess what? Don't say it on a podcast. Because when you say it on a podcast, it's there forever. I literally remember seeing like different posts that I use myself. The post I was trying to show earlier, of course, I can't find it now. That's okay. I made the video back in 2021. I saw the date. I remember the date. I made it back in 2021, and how I came onto the camera was like, out to Red. Hello. Because I used to introduce myself as Bullish T, Terrell Humphrey, Phase Knowledge, Bullish T, and Terrell Humphrey. And I had 3 names because one, Bullish T, was like Optimistic T. It was like a synonym of optimistic. You couldn't necessarily say Optimistic T because optimistic was the big word. However, I was like, maybe if I say Bullish T. Bullish T, B-U-L-L-I-S-H. T-E-E. I thought it was a good name. Then over time, I'm like, why am I calling myself a name? And then Failure is Knowledge, of course. Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Okay. You don't say it to a friend. This is actually pretty good. Give yourself permission to grow in public. Podcasting is your practice. That's why I want to do this challenge. And it's from Creative Journey Reflections 2023. That's another reason why I wanted to do this 90-day challenge to grow a podcast business. Because if I'm able to do it publicly, if I'm able to do it on stream, if I'm able to do it live, I will be able to teach and help others to grow their podcast business. Make $100,000 in a short span of time and really make a difference in their lives because I'm making a difference in my life. But first, I have to start myself, but I'm doing it publicly. So I'm practicing when I preaching because I'm doing it publicly, and this is going to give me the know-how, the skills, and the confidence to teach others to make money from their podcast. Your future audience is waiting for your first episode. Press record. Audio content. Oh, this for me. Audio content is processed faster by the brain than reading. Cognitive processing study. 2023. There's no such thing as the perfect podcast episode, only a consistent one. Consistency always wins. I saw this video with David Shands yesterday with Social Proof Podcast. In fact, he actually, I attended his course to learn about podcasts, and then over the time, I just continue to produce podcast episodes. And so I saw a video that he talked about. It was about consistency. It was like a lot of people talk about consistency. A lot of people say that they've been doing something for a long period of time. However, it's the amount of time that one focuses on one particular thing for a long period of time. And so he broke it down. He was like, some people have been doing content creation. He was like, well, how long have you been doing content creation? That was like 10 years. He was like, well, did you take a break in the process of it? Did you stop and start something new? Did you figure out how to do it? Or were you consistent every single day for 365 days for 10 years for your content, for your videos and things of that nature? And then he was just speaking about consistency and how consistent consistency is the cheat code. And it's from Podcast Success Framework 2023. We're on number 80. Each episode is a page in your story. Keep writing, keep recording. You have to keep sharing your story because everything that you go through is a lesson that you can share with others. And I'm learning that now. That's why I'm about to get out in public and start speaking, connecting with others, because it's not just about social media. It's about really making a connection in person, online, and staying connected with others. And so that's what my goal is for sure, just to really get out there more, like to put myself out there even more. They say audio holds emotional tone better than text. Listeners feel what you say. All right, most people scroll. Podcast listeners to stay. That's what trust is built. Podcast retention versus social scroll rates 2023. People are craving real voices, not published scripts. Yours is enough. And this is from Listener Feedback Insights 2023. I remember getting a post that said, so I'm originally from Little Rock, Arkansas, and the post that I got, he said that, man, I'm in Little Rock, or I'm from North Little Rock, like a city next from Little Rock, Arkansas, and he was like, man, like, I'm from the same place that you're from, and I respect your grind, I respect everything that you're doing, and when he commented that on my YouTube post, on my podcast, it was something that I wasn't really expecting. Because I didn't fully understand that people are watching me, that people are following, people are listening to me. Your voice is what matters, because your voice makes the connection. And that was a big eye opener. I was like, what? God, dog, people are actually listening to me. Like it's hard to explain, but people are actually listening. People are actually listening. It's a blessing. And it's also a lesson as well to understand, like, people are watching. Like, people are listening, people are watching, and so on and so forth. So this one, podcasting is about having a big platform. It's about building a consistent message. It goes back to the focus on consistency. You have to stay consistent. You have to. Even when times get hard, you have to stay consistent. Even when you are losing yourself, you have to stay consistent. Even when life get the life in, you have to stay consistent. Podcasting lets you be a leader before the world sees you as one. And I can agree to this one. It's crazy. And this is Emerging Creator Study 2023. Podcasting helps you be the leader because you're the one that's speaking about the topic that you like, that you desire, and so on and so forth. And so people naturally listen to you because you're showing up. And I didn't recognize that people was naturally listening to me because I was showing up on a consistent basis. And so it just gave me a perspective that I was doing something right. What if your biggest failure is the very thing your audience will thank you for? That's why I often say failure is knowledge, because failure is not the end game, end all be all. In fact, it's the beginning of a new discovery. This is my third time doing a 90-day challenge. And my first 90-day challenge doing it, I just made $217, but I had to invest it back into the business, and I was around $10 of change. My second 90-day challenge, I stopped at day number 13 because I was doing the same thing that I was doing. The first 90-day challenge was trying to figure out the type of business I would like to have. My third 90-day challenge that I have more clarity, I have more focus, and I'm going to do it no matter what. I'm going to hit this goal no matter what, and I'm going to increase what I'm doing. I learned this from the courses I've been watching, from the mentors I've been having, and from the mentorship and different programs that I've been in. It's just giving me a different level of thinking, because they have a different level of deep thinking, and now I'm understanding what it's going to take to get there. So I'm going to get there no matter what. That's the goal behind it. And that's from Transformational Storytelling Research 2023. Next one, your podcast might help someone you never met. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's another one as well. Like, you don't know who you're going to help. You don't know who's going to listen to your voice. You have no idea who's going to come in contact and communication with you. Like that, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I've always thought about helping and speaking and podcasting and so on and so forth. But I didn't recognize the problem that I was really solving. Like, How can I help someone by speaking or being in front of them or communicating with them? It was just a limiting belief that I had within myself that I wasn't making a difference. In fact, I was making a difference because I was speaking, because I was communicating, because I was making a connection. So it gave me a different perspective because others are thinking differently. So I started to think different about myself and understand that if I'm out there on a consistent basis, I can make a difference. Major eye opener. All right. Start small. Stay consistent. Let time multiply your message. And the podcast Compound Reports 2023. This is good. Podcast isn't a product. It's a relationship. You have a relationship with your audience. Oh, God, dog. You have a relationship with your audience. And that's why. Oh, this from podcast loyalty engagement metrics. You have a relationship with your audience. It just gave me a different perspective. Like, you have a relationship with your audience. When you have a relationship with your audience, they're listening to you. That's tough. Okay, you learn something new every day. Most podcast growth happens after episode 25. Stay in the game. This is from Buzzsprout Host Retention Data 2023. Unfortunately, my growth didn't happen after 25 episodes. My growth happened after 893 podcast episodes because I was consistent with it. And even though I was consistent with it, I made no money because I didn't have a business around it. I didn't know that it could be a business. And it was a challenge for me because I'm like, man, ain't nothing working in my favor. Why isn't it working in my favor? Oh, you don't know business. You don't know how to make money from your podcast. You know how to be consistent in your podcast. You know how to grow your podcast. However, you don't know how to make money from your podcast. And I'm like, God, dog, man, what a lesson. There are 156,000 active weekly podcasters. You can join them today. And that's from Buzzsprout Activity Reports 2023. There we go. 92, got one more. If you ever felt behind, podcasting gives you a way to lead from your lessons. Failure is knowledge. Turn setbacks into success and become your own somebody-ness. There's a reason why you can become your own somebody-ness, because the lessons that you've learned, the lessons that you've experienced, the lessons that you have went through are preparing you to grow into your next version. To become your own somebody-ness, you have to believe that you are somebody. Shout out to Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. because I got the word from him, Dr. Somebody-ness. And shout out to Dr. Russ Barnes. He actually suggested, how about I start using the terminology somebody-ness? How about I start communicating that you can become your own somebody-ness? I'm like, dang, like, I ain't never thought about it. That's the importance of mentorship, because they teach you something or they share thoughts and processes with you that you would have never thought about. So shout out to y'all. Shout out to Dr. Russ Barnes and shout out to Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. And for being the example that a lot of people can follow follow the footsteps. There we go. From your lessons, and that's from Personal Development and Creative Psychology 2023. Podcasting is how you turn your voice into your legacy. I think I already had this one. Yep, it was. And this is the last one. Today, I literally went over and just adjusted all the quotes or all the podcast information on here, so that way I can post different things around podcasts and not just the same thing. I mean, posting, interviewing, and so on and so forth. I do need to add my logo, though. I do need to add that. Let me see. There we go. 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 Failure is knowledge. Failure is knowledge. All right, so what I'm doing now, I'm just adding my logo to all of these, so that way it can stay on brand. I can have representation on here, and then the representation not only is going to stay here forever, it's going to always be here whenever I post. So that's my goal for that. That's my goal for that. But let me know in the chat, like, if you resonated with any of these podcasting tips that can help you get to the next step of your podcast. Yeah, I think that's good right there. To be honest. And today I'm gonna follow up with a couple of people who was interested in launching a podcast, going to a podcast, and then making money from their podcast, because I've already spoken to a couple people, but I just need to follow up with them and communicate with them and see where they are at in their process, so that way I can potentially help them not only with their podcast, but go from point A to point B. And so as soon as I get done with this, I'm gonna reach out to them via text, and yeah, we're gonna get to it. That's why I say I'm going to hit this goal. I'm committed to hitting this goal for sure. For sure. I'm committed. I'm committed. I ain't gonna lie. There we go. So that way it's not too overwhelming. You got too much stuff on there. There we go. In the future, when I do have a team, I won't be able to do all this by myself. However, until I do get a team, I have to do everything by myself because, you know, as I'm a one-man show at this moment. I will grow a team. I will reach that goal, and I will help 100 new podcasters launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make money from their podcast. I will. There we go. There we go. Right here. All right. Yeah, as you can see, this really takes a lot of time. This really takes a lot of time. But that's okay. I am committed. There we go. There we go. I had a great thought process coming, like, that's crazy. Let me see. I'm halfway through. I'm up 43. 43, coach. Put me in, coach. Put me in, coach. But yeah, that's I'm just adding my logo to it so that way I can have representation on here too. So let me come back to the screen right quick. Let me come back to the screen. As you can see, one second, let me come back. As you can see, it's a lot that goes in changing your life, changing other people's life, and really accomplishing goal that you have to put your mind into. However, as you put your mind into your goals, eventually, the more you are consistent, the more you show up, the more you learn, the more you grow, the more you develop, the more you evolve, the more you learn, the faster you're able to accomplish your goal. And so that's what I really want to show, like the whole process behind the 90-day challenge is to show me going from zero to $100,000, from me going from no team to having a team, from me going to not having a business to having a business, and me going from not having customers, or I've helped 6 customers in a couple of months, but for me going from 6 customers to helping 100 customers. So that's the whole process behind it. I know the goals are really huge. However, if I don't exceed my goal, I'm thinking too small. There's a book called The Art of the Deal, and it says, if you're going to dream, why not dream big? So my goal is to dream big so that way I can learn and see what's possible. Because different people help you think differently. And being around different environments, different conversations, different people, and how they're thinking and what they're thinking about is like, dang, you can actually think